this popped up this morning. An invention that could save your life. And some people are going to scoff at this. Because at face value, the name is stupid. The concept, while it would work, is also stupid.
Okay.
But it wouldn't be stupid if your house was burning down and you had one. You'd be pretty excited. And it just reminded me, I had just thought the other day that we should do, what is the invention that you think everyone should have that you have the idea?
Please no.
Yeah, we should. I mean, I like when people share their inventions and that we've heard some good ones before. There was one last time, I forget what it was, but we were like, that's a really good idea. And he said, yeah, I've got a patent for it and I'm going to turn out about 2,000 units this year and I'm hoping it'll grow. Now, Steve, I know you're groaning because a guy from New Jersey has been trying to convince you to buy a crab trap from him for 20 years at this point.
Mm-hmm.
He said it would.
Why does he keep sending it to me? What am I going to do with it?
Because you always ask for it. You bring it up every time.
No.
Yeah, you're the. You're...
Just like this.
Johnny, please. Johnny. I know that you're listening. Do not send it again. Johnny, I think it's a great idea.
No, you don't.
But send it off to someone who can do something with it.
No, you don't think it's a great idea. No. You said, wouldn't the big ones just crawl out the top? And then he went, ah, damn it.
Send it to Steve, man of the sea.
It was like a crab trap, but it was in the shape of a funnel. And we said, well, what happens if a big crab gets... Because what it would do is... It would only trap the ones that were legal, like the big enough to be caught, legal-sized ones.
The little guys could get out, right?
The little ones would drop out the back and or out the bottom, and we poked holes in it very quickly, saying, well, what if a big crab got in first, and then it trapped all the small crabs on top of it? And he said, hey, I didn't ever think of that.
Yeah.
That was the end of that.
That's a real stumper right there.
Well, this product was invented and patented in 1981. What were the 70s known for? Because this is a direct reaction to some of the things that were in the news in the 70s. Now, obviously, a lot of you didn't live through the 70s. And even though I was born in the 70s, I don't remember it. Hot Wings, you probably have a pretty vivid. You were in what, college?
Yeah, I was in college back then. Gigantic motors with only 10 horsepower.
Well, that was a thing, yeah.
Shag carpets.
Yeah. Shag carpets.
Disco.
Very big.
Very,
gas lines.
Very terrible colors.
No, the 70s were the decade of all of those things, but it's best known for the era of towering hotel infernos and fires.
Was that a big thing?
There might have been one or two, but then there were a lot of movies.
Towering Inferno.
There were a lot of movies about hotel fires.
Yeah.
And so this fella, Walt Gort.
Walt Gort.
That is a terrible
name.
Did
you say his name is Walt Gort?
No, it's not. His name is William Holmes.
Oh.
I don't know why Walt Gort popped into my
head. I don't either, but that was great. I was like, who looks at a baby and says, I'm going to name this baby Walt?
But our last name's Gort. Won't that sound stupid? No, it's perfect.
No,
Walt Gort.
Makes it easy to say. Quick. Walt Gort.
Well, this fella invented the toilet snorkel because he was tired of seeing all of the dangers that people would be in when they stayed at a high-rise hotel. And from Maitland herself, we know that some hotels that are 20 or 30 stories tall, you could be as far as 20,000 feet in the air.
That's right. Oh, that's ridiculous. 2,000.
Okay. That's more like it. The 1981 patent for the toilet snorkel is designed to save your life in the case of a hotel fire. And it's not just for hotel fires. You could use it if you're trapped in your own home. Oh my God, I can't get out of the primary bathroom off the primary bedroom. Not allowed to say master anymore. You're not allowed to do that anymore. So then toilet snorkel, save my life. How does it work? Does anyone think they know? Maitland, how does the toilet snorkel work?
It's for when you're giving someone a swirly when they just won't give you back your money.
I don't know what that would have to do with a hotel being on fire, but I like the way you're thinking.
The hotel's on fire because they just want to get back the money.
Give me back the money.
It's all about getting back the money.
A gangster in the 1920s.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me back. You'll never catch me, cop. Bullets are free.
It's when you want to scare them, but not actually drown them. So you give them the toilet snorkel. And
there was a rash of hotel fires in the early 70s, and many lives were lost due to smoke inhalation. More people die from smoke inhalation than burns, typically in big fires.
Yeah, that's true.
People would become trapped and then be deprived of oxygen since the fire consumes it quickly. Many pass out and die while trying to make it to the exit. Thus, you put on the toilet snorkel. Every room in a hotel has a toilet, right?
It does, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're familiar with a toilet and the way it works?
Yeah.
You know
generally
where it goes
speaking, yes.
down, and then it goes up for the loop, and that air gap is to keep the smells out.
That's to keep sewer gas from coming back.
But that air is just what you need. So a fire breaks out, you're trapped in your room, you just take this 5-foot-long hose, snake it into your toilet, into the air gap. What's it actually called? It's not called the air gap.
It's a trap.
P-trap. The P-trap. And then either put the tube directly in your mouth, or the upgraded version has like a mask you'd wear, like a gas mask.
Okay.
Like you'd see of the era. Mm-hmm. And it has a tube that goes right in like an elephant's nose or trunk. And then you fish it down in the toilet. And you breathe all that P-trap air. There's the air around you is filled with poison.
There's like 3 breaths worth of air in there.
You don't know because you haven't tried it. And I bet if you were dying and your lungs were aching for air, Steve, as all the chemicals of 1970s saffron-based carpets flooding in and all of a sudden you're getting lead paint, you'd be like, man, I wish I could smell some toilet air for 3 breaths.
I thought the toilet snorkel was going to be a way for you to put the snorkel into the toilet and then use the water in there to, like, fight the fire.
Oh, that is gross.
Oh,
that's
what are you going to do, siphon toilet water in your mouth?
But you're just going to breathe the butt air instead?
Would you rather drink toilet water or breathe butt air?
It feels about the same to me.
Kelly has yawned so many times
My
on this.
My body's going into fight or flight mode.
Steve, like, I'm
going
to send you the...
Inhale the smoke.
I think, do the rabbit. The rabbit has decided to inhale the smoke.
This is where I go now.
Steve, I'm going to send this to you so you guys can see the graphic. I think just not giving it a fair shake, honestly. It is sometimes, you guys, it's so hard to deal with how cynical and judgmental you can all be.
You're still going to burn.
Not if the... Oh, okay. Well, I guess you didn't want to live long enough to be rescued by the fire department, Steve.
No, this is way better, because otherwise you might pass out from smoke inhalation before you burn the rest of the way.
Mm. So, okay.
This way you can be fully conscious when the flames get to your body.
Got it.
Yes!
Oh, this looks great.
So the toilet snorkel, it says it's common practice to attach a fresh air vent in the form of a pipe or stack that goes up to the roof for all of the toilet lines. So your goal is to breathe that air. So you wouldn't run out of air. You're breathing air from the stack that goes up the roof.
Oh, I gotcha.
Okay, I see. It's going far enough up. Okay, yeah. I see now.
The air vent will further function to expel sewer gases to ambient and release any back pressures on the toilet so that it does not gurgle when drained and waste products do not back up.
This looks great.
His design also included a filter meant to absorb noxious gases and toxic impurities that remain in the sewer pipe.
Okay, that's excellent.
Okay.
Well, they probably sold tens of these.
I'm not sure it ever made it to the market, per se. A lot of people are saying they used the concept of a toilet snorkel in the movie The Kingsman.
They might have.
And someone saved their life.
They had a lot of fun gadgets and stuff in that movie.
Now, some naysayer, some ne'er-do-well, writes in and says, well, the building's just going to collapse around you. Now you're going to die of fiery beam crushing. Look, I can't solve all your problems with some device you stick in the toilet and on your face at the same time. Do something on your own. Trying to keep you alive. I bring you an amazing invention, the toilet snorkel. I've got one for all of you.
Used?
I made them myself.
Oh, perfect.
Well, thank you.
A whole bag full of torkels.
All of them are used using the lines I've used to clean fish tanks for 20 years.
Okay.
Oh, now you're too good for a little fish scent when you're sticking your face in toilet water, Maitland?
So we're getting fish and pee?
And probably poop.
Lots of poop.
Which, by the way, that tube, it doesn't transport fish. It transfers all of their leftover poop and pee out of the aquarium.
Right, right.
Mm. So, yeah, it's like-minded.
See, the secondary problem with the toilet snorkel is if every room has one, it means one, if there is a fire that breaks out, by the time you need the toilet snorkel, it will have been used at least 100 times to unclog the toilet.
No, you're going to bring it with you. They're not putting them in the room.
I thought they were. I thought they were equipped in the room.
He
you
was
said,
gonna,
"Oh
no, you're.
I gotta travel with
these.
This.
Yes!
My own.
No.
Yeah. What if the plane catches on fire and you're on that? You gotta dangle the
You'd put it in a plain toilet?
Yeah, you shove it right down there, and since all of that waste just goes out onto the earth anyway, now you're just breathing air as you're flying by. It's the cleanest air you can get, nice and cool in the lungs.
That makes sense, especially on an airplane, because if a plane bursts into flames, Lord knows, it's the smoke that'll kill you.
Yeah. Hearing a lot of don't bees, not a lot of doobies.
No.
What if you were using it on a plane and you hit some turbulence and you tripped and you accidentally flushed it? Then it sucks all your innards out.
Yeah, it would. No. It would totally suck your innards out.
I prolapsed my upper torso when I flushed the toilet.
On the bright side, your lungs are in clean air, though.
Real bad.